So let's get into teens and creatine. I found 15 studies of creatine in teenagers dating back to over 40 years.
Welcome to Dr. Brian Boxer-Wachler's Health Show. Each week, Dr. Brian will pull the curtain back on viral TikTok health videos and label them as cap, false, or no cap, true. Even if you aren't on TikTok, now is the time to get on board, have fun, and join his podcast. Dr. Brian is a board-certified eye surgeon specializing in advanced LASIK, keratoconus, wider eyes, dry eyes, cataract surgery, and reading vision improvement at the Boxer-Wachler Vision Institute in Beverly Hills, California. Also, please remember, Dr. Brian is a doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice, so you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.
This week's podcast is going to be a rebroadcast of a very popular one about, is creatine safe for teens? And this is always a question I'm getting. Even I was at a family function last weekend. I was getting the same question regarding my nephews who are training and working out, who are teenagers. So this is a really popular episode. I'm going to replay this one for you. And also, it's now just T-minus 1 week before my book Influenced comes out. So do check it out. Link in the show notes. And it's on Amazon, Goodreads, Barnes & Noble, Audible, everywhere you get books. And very excited about it. And I actually talk about how I struggled myself with being addicted to social media. So maybe you can relate to that. So there's a big reveal that I have in the beginning of that book, too. There is a lot of misinformation out there, isn't there, about creatine. I get tagged a lot in those videos, so I thought, let's just devote an episode to creatine for teenagers. So we're going to jump right in because it's really important to get the truth, what's cap and what's not cap out there. I'm going to start off with this video.
If you're a teenager who goes to the gym, can you take creatine? First of all, it's not a steroid, and it won't make your hair fall out, give you kidney disease, or liver disease. But it could help you increase your muscle mass, strength, and power in the gym. But parents hate this stuff. They think it's devil's work and that it'll turn you into this. But what they don't know is that they take it themselves when they eat foods like chicken. Yes, you can take it, just stick to 5 grams a day.
So what do you think? Do you think this is cap, and I'm putting on my blue cap, as you know? Or is this not cap, or am I doing a cap fake out where the hat's coming down and then it's up for not cap? Turns out this is not cap. That's true. So what I want to do is pick this apart and just take it step by step in terms of everything that was discussed, because there's a lot of really good information there. And let's do a little bit of a deep dive. I'm first going to focus on results and studies because I always like to do things science-based and make it fun, as you know. So we're going to talk about adults first, then we're going to get into teenagers. So I guess the first question is, what is creatine? Anybody know? Hands up. Hands up. Anybody? Bueller. That's a reference to Ferris Bueller's Day Off, by the way. Classic, if you haven't seen that one. Creatine is a substance that is naturally occurring in muscles. So when you're doing intense exercise, for example, you're lifting weights, you're doing sprints, it's creatine that is providing the energy to your muscles. Our bodies make creatine from amino acids like arginine, for example. And in adults, creatine is one of the most well-researched supplements on the planet, the galaxy, the Milky Way. Go out as far as you want. We'll just kind of say the whole cosmos. Why don't we just round up generously? It's the most widely studied supplement in the cosmos. And the studies that have been done have been up to 4 years. And overall, there are no real serious side effects. We're going to get into side effects later, but there's been really nothing serious. So like the video said, there's been no damage to kidneys or the liver. That is true. That is not cap. What a lot of people don't realize is creatine is also in your brain. So creatine is good for brain health. And there was one study of children who had a traumatic brain injury. And when they were on creatine, they had a 70% reduction in fatigue and also about a 50% reduction in feeling dizzy. So creatine isn't just for your muscles. It's actually really good for your brain. lot of people don't realize that. And creatine comes mostly from eating meat, beef, chicken, etc. Of course, if you're a vegetarian, that could be a dilemma. So the good news, if you're vegan, creatine supplements generally are fine. Of course, you can't eat from the direct source, which is the beef and the meat, but supplements can be just fine for vegans. And it's really important because one thing that vegans can suffer from is not enough protein, especially the creatine. And as we said, it's not only good for your muscles, but it's good to keep your noggin functioning well. And supplements could be really important if you're a vegan. We know that people are taking these supplements when they're working out, but really, what does it do to the muscles? It increases muscular strength as well as the mass of the muscles. It can also speed up recovery. So when people are doing a lot of intense exercise, it actually can help recovery from those intense sessions. Basically, it's producing ATP, which is for energy. And I know you're thinking like, oh no, ATP, that sounds like chemistry. I didn't expect to hear that in this podcast. I thought this was the No Cap Health Show, not the No Cap Chemistry Show. But on the other hand, you could be really excited about hearing ATP and go, oh, chemistry, instead of, oh, chemistry. Either way, we're going to move on. So that's about the most we're going to talk about chemistry here. Creatine also, and this may be of real interest to you, can increase hormones, specifically growth hormone. And so I know there's a lot of interest in that. I get tagged a lot by teenagers in how to grow taller. We've talked a lot about it. So we'll talk a little bit about creatine and growth hormone at the end. What I want to do now is really focus first on the longest term studies, the bulk of the studies, which are studies in adults with creatine. And then we're going to hit creatine for teenagers after that. So we're going to get to that. In adults, what we know is when people load with creatine, I'm going to talk about there's a loading dose phase and then a maintenance phase. When people load with creatine, there is a bulking right away, but that's just in the short term, literally from water getting drawn into the muscles, and it helps them swell and they can get some muscle mass increase just from that. It's not really the long-term stimulation in that first 7-day loading period. But afterwards, over time, the muscles do become bigger and they adjust from the hydration point of view I mentioned earlier, but they do become bigger when people are weightlifting, and that's due to the creatine effect on increasing muscle bulking. So for people who are wanting to bulk, if you're wanting to get bigger and bulk and gain weight, I get that question a lot, especially when I do my TikTok lives. People ask, how can I gain weight? One thing I mentioned is creatine can really help with weightlifting, and that's a long-term solution. Of course, if somebody wanted to gain weight just short-term, as I mentioned, a lot of hydration in the muscles can, over the first week, even just increase muscle mass. There's a 14-week study done in older adults, and they determined that adding creatine to a weight training program significantly increased their leg strength and muscle mass. And there was another study, too, it was very cool. It was a study in weightlifters, and this was over 12 weeks. And they looked more detailed. They took a really deep dive, and they found that creatine increased the muscle fiber growth 2 to 3 times more than just the training alone. If you're going to add creatine, you can expect to add some significant gains to your muscle strength and your muscle size. The study also found that the 1 rep max that somebody can do, even for the bench press, increased too. So that's pretty conclusive, but there's just tons. I mean, I'm not going to go through all the studies here because then it's going to become not the episode about creatine for teens, it'll be the episode how to fall asleep. So I'm just going to hit the high points here. There's, by the way, another review, I just want to mention this, that when they added creatine to a training program, like with weights, they increased the strength by 8% and weightlifting performance increased by 14%. And then, of course, the bench press also, in this study, increased by 43% for that 1 rep max. And this was compared to training alone. And that's important to understand because when people are doing studies, we want to really compare apples to apples. So that's why you've got one group that's doing weight training alone and then one group that's doing weight training plus the creatine. So we can really tease apart as if you've got that string cheese and you're just teasing apart. You never thought you'd hear that analogy with creatine and weightlifting. But we can tease apart that it was the creatine that made the difference. Okay, all right, I'm going to throw in just one more study here. 28 days of supplementing creatine increased bike sprinting performance by 15%. And then they also did a bench press performance test that increased by 6%. So it's pretty clear, I think we can establish that creatine does amazing things for muscles, not only in strength, but also in their growth and bulking too. Essentially, Popeye should have been eating creatine, not spinach. That's what the old cartoon should have been. But I want to tell you something really interesting about Popeye and spinach, which I bet you did not know. If anybody knew this study, you will get a free cap hat. Of course, it's going to be hard for you to prove that, I suppose. But in any case, and by the way, if anybody does want a cap hat, you can always grab them on the website, caphat.net. But here's back to the Popeye study. So it turns out, let me back up even a little further here to set the stage for Popeye before he makes his big debut here on the episode. So there's lots of studies for improving exercise performance using beets and beet juice specifically. Now, I bet you're wondering, what is beet juice have to do with exercise? Turns out beets are an amazing source of nitric oxide. And nitric oxide significantly, massively, I should say, boosts exercise performance. And turns out that spinach is a high source of these nitrates as well that turn into nitric oxide. And so Popeye eating spinach to get stronger is actually, all these decades later, accurate because spinach does increase strength. Now, it hasn't been studied the way that the beet juice has been, but I can tell you my personal experience as a rower. I would take a huge bag the night before a rowing competition, and I would saute that spinach, boil it down, and then it becomes really small. Believe it or not, all that water just dissipates. And I would eat that the night before a race. And the next day, I had so much more power. And I did that also in my training sessions to prove it. And I was pretty convinced about that as well. So my own experience also supports that. So I guess that's a little tip. If you're getting ready for game day, maybe consider taking a bag of spinach, sauteing it, having it the night before. And I used to make bags of spinach sauteed for all of my rowing teammates in my boat. I raced in an 8-man boat. And so I would bring this to them the night before the race, and we would all power down the spinach, and we did great. So, and if you do the beet juice, by the way, that's different. It absorbs much faster than spinach. Studies show take that 3 hours, a glass of beet juice, take it 3 hours before your competition. That's when you get the peak blood levels of the nitric oxide. Let's come back to the creatine. Reel myself back in here. How do adults use it? What's the way to use creatine? There's a loading dose phase for adults that's over about 7 days. And people typically take 20 to 25 grams a day. It's important to split those up over about 4 doses over the course of the day, because one of the side effects we'll talk about is that people can get some diarrhea. So it's a lot of creatine, and that's why don't take it all at once. Just split it up 4 times during the day. Then after that, there's what's called the maintenance phase, and that's typically about 5 grams a day for maintenance. And there's no benefit and there's no reason to cycle the creatine. Literally, people can stick with this dosage as adults for years. Absorption of the creatine can also be improved a bit by having it with carbohydrate or protein-based foods because of the release of insulin that can drive more absorption of the protein into the tissues. Now let's talk about the teenager studies. Ready? Okay. So let's get into teens and creatine. I found 15 studies of creatine in teenagers dating back to over 40 years, and I'm focusing mostly on the more recent studies. So let's just talk about loading doses for teenagers. The loading dose typically is about 20 grams a day for about 4 or 5 days. So it's less than adults, but also really important to divide your dose into 4 smaller doses a day to avoid any GI issues. And then maintenance is really the same as adults, about 5 grams a day. When I was looking at all the studies, the very longest study for teenagers with creatine has been 2 months. So we don't have years, we don't have decades. We have 2 months as the longest study. And it was shown to have very similar types of benefits for increasing muscle mass, increasing muscular strength, and athletic performance. And the good news is the only side effect that was ever found, and this was, I believe, in just one study, was that some people had some stomach upset. And that could have been related to the loading dose. Sometimes in those earlier studies, people were taking everything at once and not dividing it up in that loading phase. So again, really important during the loading phase to split up to about four times a day. I earlier mentioned that creatine can increase your growth hormone. However, there really are no studies to bridge that gap between growth hormone increase from creatine and getting taller as a teenager. So I can't say that, nobody can say that, but we certainly know that in general, things that can increase your growth hormone as a teenager have a certain possibility of translating to height. We just don't have the data to actually say that. Let's talk about side effects. There is no evidence that creatine harms the liver or harms the kidneys in healthy people who take normal healthy doses. That being said, people with pre-existing liver or kidney problems should definitely talk to a doctor before supplementing. As we say at the episodes at the top and the end of the episode, always consult with a doctor before relying on any of the information I'm talking about anyway. There is something going around about creatine that it can make you dehydrated, but the opposite is true. As I mentioned earlier, that creatine draws water into muscles. So turns out athletes have less dehydration risks, they have less risk of getting muscle cramping, and they have less missed practices due to injury or illness. So actually, creatine has no issues with causing dehydration. In fact, it's the opposite. Creatine can also improve blood sugar regulation. This comes into play if somebody is diabetic and taking a diabetes medication for blood sugar regulation. Another reason also to talk to a doctor. I mentioned earlier that the one side effect that has been documented in some people is GI upset. It was found that taking about 10 grams a day or more can increase the risk of diarrhea, but no diarrhea was ever reported on taking 5 grams a day. So again, really important, split that loading dose into four times a day. I have been tagged a lot regarding hair loss with creatine. There was one study done in college rugby players. They took 25 grams a day for 7 days as a loading dose, and then they did blood tests. And they found that there was a 56% increase in DHT. Now, DHT, I should explain, is the hormone that is linked to hair loss. So they found that there was a huge increase in DHT at the end of the loading dose of 7 days. Now, of course, that's a much higher dose than is a maintenance dose, which is about 5 grams a day. And then they did another blood test 2 weeks after they were into their maintenance phase, and they found that DHT had still been increased pretty significantly at 40% above their baseline. And that's unfortunately when they ended the study. So we don't know if those people had hair loss over time, over months, or over years. So I guess the question still remains, does creatine cause hair loss? I would say we have no research to say that it does, but we also don't have research to say that it doesn't either. I would say this, if you are losing your hair and you're taking creatine, it may not be a bad idea to talk to your doctor and ask just to get a simple blood test to see what your DHT level is. And by the way, DHT stands for dihydrotestosterone. We're just going to stick with DHT. If it turns out that your DHT is high, there are things that can lower your DHT level. There's a medication called finasteride that can do it. And there's other things that can help with hair growth. I've talked about that before here on the podcast. We have a whole episode about hair loss and how to grow your hair thicker and faster. It's time for the No Cap recap. Number one, creatine naturally comes from protein. Number two, it helps build muscle mass, strength, and size. Number three, the loading dose for adults is about 25 grams a day for 7 days and maintenance of 5 grams a day. Teenagers, about 20 grams a day for 4 to 5 days, and then 5 grams a day for maintenance. To reduce the risk of having GI upset or diarrhea during that loading phase, divide it into 4 times a day. Overall, creatine has been shown to be safe for adults when taken for years. The longest study in teenagers is 2 months, and it was shown to be safe as well. I really hope that this helped inform you about what's the science behind creatine so that when you hear some of these things from other people, you're a little better informed. You can actually respond with some of the information that we talked about because this is all science-based. This has been published in the medical literature. And in teenagers, like I mentioned, the studies go back to about 40 years. If you enjoyed that episode and you're loving the Health Show Here podcast, please feel free to rate it and leave a review. And also a reminder, do check out Influenced, the impact of social media on our perception, coming out in a week. And I'll see you next week when we are going to talk about, does side sleeping change your face and make it asymmetrical? We got a really cool video for that. So we'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Brian Boxer-Walkler's Health Show. To review the show notes for this episode, which includes a summary, key takeaways, and any links mentioned, visit nocaphealthshow.com. Don't miss another episode and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure to follow Dr. Brian on TikTok at Brian Boxer-Walkler, MD. And remember, Dr. Brian is a real doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.